Welcome to the transformative teaching of Pastor Mavis Theoji, whom God has called in this generation to raise a community of Christ-like believers who are purpose-driven, passionately ablaze for God, and set for global impact. Get ready to encounter wisdom and power as these words will cause a remarkable shift in your life.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Because it's the grand finale of our 20 days of glory, we're going to be, it's our special service for anointing for uncommon favor. I'm going to explain a few things to us this morning. Then I will show us the system with which men assess favor. I'll be able to show us that this morning within the few minutes that we have to share together this first service. Amen. Let's look at the book of Psalm 92. We're going to read from verse 1. Psalm 92 from verse 1. I would like us to read it together in concert. I would like everyone to read it together. You know, it makes a lot of sense whenever we're reading it together like that. It says it is a psalm of David, a song for the Sabbath day. So let's start now. It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises. Where is it? Okay, so let's do it together. I want to go now. It is a good thing to give thanks to the Lord, and to seek praises unto thy name, O Most High, to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night, on an instrument of 10 strings, on the lute, on the harp, with harmonious sounds. I'm the only one reading. Jason, got you. Yes, let's go ahead. Verse 5, continue like that. How great are your works? Your thoughts are very deep. Wow. A senseless man does not know. Yes. When the wicked spring up like grass, and when all the workers of iniquity flourish, it is that they may be destroyed forever. But you, Lord, are on high forevermore. For behold, your enemies, O Lord, for behold, your enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn you have exalted like a wild ox. I have been anointed with fresh oil. It's okay, let's stop there first. But my horn you have exalted like a wild ox. I have been anointed with fresh oil. In other words, oil can be fresh and it can be stale. In other words, a person can be operating a dimension that is stale, and God can decide for another person to operate a dimension that is fresh. This morning, somebody is leaving this service. You are going to be anointed afresh in the name of Jesus. Amen. I have discovered about the one thing about God. God puts something in our life and he continues to put it over and over. As believers, we receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and from time to time, we receive the refilling again. Because God knows that that one is not enough. He will keep doing it again and again. And when he has anointed us, because we know we have an unction, we are anointed. But he says, I will continue to give you fresh oil. I will continue to give you fresh oil. I will continue to anoint your head. I will continue to see that your glory and the beauty of your life will continue to shine. The psalmist says, thou, O Lord, art a shield for me. My glory. He didn't say somebody else or something. No, he says, you are the shield for me. You are my glory and the lifter up of my head. Every head that is bowed in shame as a result of whatever it is, every destiny that has been bowed in one corner by the hand of the Lord God Almighty, the God whom we serve, I declare a divine lifting for you in the name of Jesus. There is an oil that a person will receive. There is a kind of oil you receive in your life that makes you a person that thrives in the midst of difficult situations. Things are hard, but you are not feeling it. Others are complaining, but you're experiencing joy. There is a kind of oil you have upon your head. In the midst of adversity, you are living in abundance. That oil today, for the rest of this year, breaking into next year, I declare by the hand of God, that oil is coming upon somebody afresh in the name of Jesus. It is called the oil. Uncommon favor. He said, thou have anointed my head with oil. When David was anointed, the oil upon the head of David was not just the oil for his coronation. David was anointed 3 times. Remember, it was the 3rd time that he stood up and became king. What was the oil for the 1st time? What was it for? The 2nd one, what was it for? You need to have an understanding. One day he said, I have found David my servant. That's the 1st one. With my oil have I anointed him. So when God finds a man, he pours oil upon your life. The oil that will distinguish you from others. The oil that will set you apart. The oil that will make people look at you and they will wonder what kind of person you have become. Automatically, the oil makes you a walking wonder. Every person that has been walking in ordinary class, you have been walking in the normal class. By the release of the oil this morning, I declare you are coming to the class of men of uncommon favor. In the name of Jesus. Favor is divine assistance. When divinity decides to assist you effortlessly, it is God standing by you and giving you advantage over others. God standing by you and giving you advantage. God standing by you and giving you advantage. Favor. Favor is God assisting you. God going the extra mile to say, it is time for me to cause you to stand out from others. In 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 26. 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 26. I'm going to show us a few things this morning. The Bible says the child Samuel grew in stature and in favor both with the Lord and with men. The child Samuel did what? He grew in what? Now, you know that the word there, that Samuel grew in stature. Now, it means that a person can grow in stature. Then the conjunction and shows you that in favor also he grew. Sir, people grow in favor. There are dimensions of favor. There's a level of favor you enjoy amongst low class people. It's fine. There's a level of favor you enjoy. Kings are coming to the brightness of your rising. It's another dimension. There's a level of favor you enjoy. Everybody that sees you, even if they don't like it, they will help you. Against their will. I'll show you one woman like that in the Bible. About 3 of them, classical. First service, I'll touch on you. Second service and 3rd service like that. Against their desire. They don't have to like you to help you, sir. There's a dimension of favor like that. Where somebody comes to tell you that I'm one of those that talk bad about you, but I don't know what's just happening. In my dream, every time I just feel like I needed to do this thing for you. Take. And they're angry, but they have to do it. They don't have option. But in the house of blessed memory, said a man came to him and gave him a gift. And he said, I don't like your face. You don't have to like my face. God has liked my face. Sir, when it comes to favor, it is not about the people who hate you. It is about one person who likes you. Is anybody get what I'm saying here? He says the child Samuel grew. He grew. He grew. And the child Samuel grew. Somebody say he grew. Yes. Look at Luke chapter 2 verse 52 also. The same, almost exactly the same thing. Just the name changed. And Jesus increased in wisdom. He also increased in what? In stature. And in what? Favor with God and with men. Kai, Jesus increased. That means there was a level he was operating at a point. At another time it increased. At another time it increased. At another time it increased. He increased to the point where he now started having global recognition and global relevance. Can I prophesy to somebody under the sound of my voice this morning? I don't know the dimension of favor that you have experienced before. Some people have experienced no favor. Some low favor. But somebody, you are coming to the realm of global recognition and favors. In the name of Jesus. That amen needs a rising. I say you are coming to the level of favor where people cannot despise you, where people cannot underestimate you, where people cannot devalue you. Enter that realm this morning in the name of Jesus. Sir, people look at your face and they say, I just love you. You are wondering, what did I do? Why? I just love you. I just love you. You're such a wonderful man. You're such a wonderful woman. And you're wondering why, what exactly? They just love you. Favor. Number one thing that favor does, I have about 7 things. I'll share 2 or 3 in this service. Then the other services will continue. Uncommon favor is the aroma of God upon you that makes you irresistible. The aroma, the fragrance. Like some of us know how you use your roll-on or perfume on your body. That everybody, you enter a room and everybody knows that that thing is smelling. They just know that, wow, this is the person here. This is the person here. I remember those days, some years back, I usually would use a particular perfume like that. And people can literally say, we know when you're around. Why? Because I got used to it. I got used to it. I liked it so much. I got it from my dad. And I liked it so much. And my dad uses that also. So anytime I use it, we know you're around. We know you're around. On your handkerchief, that's how it smells. You wash your clothes. After you're done washing the clothes, and you bring it, it still has that touch. Kai, it cannot be taken away from you easily. Can I prophesy to somebody the dimension of favor that is coming upon your life this season? I declare it will continue to flow all through in the name of Jesus. Whether people like you or not, you become irresistible in the name of Jesus. People see you and they are compelled to assist you. Sir, they are compelled. You know what it means? They are forced. Something somewhere inside says, this man is due for this promotion. You cannot stop this woman. In an office, they just talk about you. Some people are mocking and talking many things about you, against you. But when oil of favor is upon your head, one person will say, I don't care what you are saying. But you see this lady, you see this man, it is time for the arising. That's favor. Favor. Favor that you receive, you sit down in your house and you'll be crying. And you say, God, I never knew you would honor me this way. I never knew you would make my life like this. Certain people in your lifetime, listen, it's not long, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years from now, you will enter a dimension of God's wealth, increase, favors, and God's power. You will be shedding tears and saying, God, I never knew you could make my life this beautiful. You will enter that realm in the name of Jesus. A favor of God. Yeah, your parents will come to your establishment and they'll be crying, kneeling down, and saying, wow, wow, this your God is good. This your God is good. They will look at you and they will be saying, "Why did I give birth to this person?" That's a dimension. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? Yes. In Esther chapter 2, let's look a little bit at this lady this year, this morning. Esther chapter 2, from verse 8 to 9, we're going to read, we're going to be jumping because of time. Now, let me give a breakdown of what happened in this place. Esther chapter 2, let me give a breakdown. The book of Esther is one book that does not talk much about God, as it were. But it talks about an interplay of the possibilities of God in the life of a person. Are we here together? Now, the king Ahasuerus was a commander of several hundreds provinces, about 127 thereabout provinces. And he was commanding, it's like the world power, the person in charge. He had a very beautiful wife. Men, the woman was beautiful. Beauty, when you're talking about beauty, she was in that class. And you can imagine a king who has options to choose from as many women as possible. He would just wake up and they'll bring all of them. That was the custom of their day. They'll bring all the women. And the king will sleep with every one of them if he can. Then anybody whose name he remembers. That was the custom of their day. Remember, it was not a Jewish king. It was a hidden king. Are we here together? So, whichever person the woman decides finally that he will have as wife, if he remembers the name of the person, sir, favor will make them unable to forget your name. Sir, I forgot you. No, no. When a person is favored, they'll be saying, no, 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 no. They'll say, is it important? They say, no, no, no. So, favor knows how to pick its choice. Because favor knows the people that carries its mark on their head. By the power of God, I declare, that mark of favor is sitting upon you afresh in the name of Jesus. Kai. And somewhere along the line, whenever favor is about to come on a particular person, sometimes somebody else will be displaced. Somebody else will be displaced for somebody else to take his place. So Vachi, the king, was doing a party that was going to last 180 days party. Like every day we celebrate party for 180 days. So it shows you how rich, shows you how wealthy, shows you how powerful and influential this man was. So when they started doing their party and everything, he now decided that, I want to see my beautiful wife. I want her to come in her glory. I want her to come in her splendor. I want this woman to come so that everybody can see what I have. You know, there is the beauty when a man, you know, wants to present or display his wife. He wants to. The why, the glory of a man, many of the times, that gives him excitement and joy is his wife. A good wife is the glory to a husband. A nagging wife is a head, not headache, neck ache, life ache, destiny ache, ache of all aches. So the man just thought that it was good to show the wife. So he said, you know what, beautiful woman, I will need you to walk and just let these dignitaries that came from all the countries all over the world, all the 128 provinces. You can imagine the prince of every province sitting down like this and people they invited as guests, all of them. Just show how glamorous you are. And Vashti said, I have my own party. I am busy. I will not be able to come. And while Vashti was behaving like that, God was working out something. A particular girl whose mother and father had died. She had been living with her uncle as a girl with no option but just survival. Her life had been on survival mode because her uncle was a gate man. Sir, you need to understand this story. Her uncle was a gate man. A gate man just standing by the gate, having no option. And the man had a little girl that they kept with him as a result of the fact that she had become an orphan. And she was living with the man. I believe this girl must have been staying with her uncle. And of course, the Bible shows us that she must be a very loyal young girl, you know, humble girl and everything. Just a teenager. Esther was quite just a teenager, sir. She was a teenager. The description of Esther, go and check it anywhere. It says she was also a beautiful lady. A teenager, young girl. But somehow God started orchestrating and working out things so that favor will show upon the destiny of a person. Then we began to see that Vashti misbehaved. Then all the princes came and they said, King, your wife has misbehaved. And all the women in the town will learn how to dishonor their husbands. If nothing is done to this woman, I don't know what Vashti did, but not a single person could stand for Vashti. I don't know how bad Vashti's case was. I don't know how terrible Vashti had become with her lifetime. Not one person of all the people could stand and say, sir, let's have mercy on this woman. Sir, this morning, everything that has put a stench of reproach and a stench of lack of favor upon the life of anyone, where nobody sees you to help you, they don't see you to talk good about you, they don't see you to see anything important in your life, I declare, by the oil of favor, that stench is lifted in the name of Jesus. Vashti had such a stench that at that point, nobody could talk about her again. She had dishonored the king. And they said, go and get all the young ladies. They packed all the young ladies in the town. Sir, I don't know how many, but I know they must have been very much. The most beautiful, the most intelligent, the most classy, the ones that had all the kinds of everything. It was just the natural beauty that I'm sure this girl had, because there's nothing there. In fact, they had to go to the king's palace and give them adorning things, because they had to wash them. They would clean their body for almost how many 100 days. 100 days. So you need to know the class Esther entered by the hand of God's favor. They would take about 100 days, oil of myrrh, perfume, special things, wash them, clean them, so that, you know, there is a perfume people use physical, but they didn't know that Esther had another aroma. They didn't know there was something else. There was an added advantage. There was a unique spice that God put in the life of Esther that every other person that came did not have. They did not know. And that is what somebody will notice in your life after 20 days of glory. They will just notice you are the man for the job. They will know you are the woman that deserves that honor. They will know you are the person that needs to take that position. By this oil of favor, I declare, step into that class in the name of Jesus. And all the ladies came and presented themselves before the king. And after everybody had presented themselves, they came out. And the king was like, okay, no problem. Then the particular young girl, this girl had nothing special, really. It was just that they said she was a fine girl. That's fine, that's okay. But you know that many people are very fine, but their destinies are not fine. It's not by fine, no. It's not by fine, no. It's not by that, oh. It's not by that, oh. A person whose face is like this, if you get favor, you can be like this. If you get favor, everybody will be looking at you. They'll be seeing glory. They'll be seeing glory. They'll be telling you are beautiful. But you know that in the mirrors, where the beauty? Where the beauty? The Bible says, let the beauty of the Lord be upon us. Kaya! There's a kind of beauty of God that can be upon your life. They will not see your just natural face. They will begin to see something deeper. That glory is breaking forth in the life of somebody. That glory is showing up in the destiny of somebody. In these 20 days of glory, I declare, you have started manifesting a new dimension of glory, a new dimension of favor, in the name of Jesus. And the Bible starts explaining to us. Yes, I like this. Let the beauty of the Lord. No, let me take that there, since it came to my spirit. Let the beauty of the Lord be upon us and establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the works of our hands. The beauty of the Lord. What is the beauty of the Lord? It's the favor of God. Another translation, if you check, there's another translation that talks about, describes this as the favor of the Lord. There's another translation, you check it, the favor of the Lord. If you check, maybe CSV, CSV version or ESV version, one of them, it calls it the favor of the Lord. Are we here together, church? When it's upon your life, you'll be different. When it's upon your life, you'll be distinguished. And listen, child of God, there is a touch of it that was activated at the point you accepted Jesus into your heart as your Lord and Savior. That it has to be increasing. It has to be increasing. Because Jesus himself, with the whole fullness of God that he was growing in it. He was growing in it. Would you not rather choose to follow the same path and say, I will grow in it? Can you say, I'm growing in favor? Uncommon favor. Look at it. He said, let the favor of the Lord our God be upon us. And so it's favor that establishes the destinies of people. You see people having rising and falling. Sir, when favor is upon your work, it will be established. Let's go back now. So it was when the king commanded the decree were heard, and when many young women were gathered at Shushan, the citadel, under the custody of Haggai, that Esther was also taken to the king's palace, into the care of Haggai, the custodian of what? Of the women. Verse 9. Now the young woman pleased him. Now the young woman did what? Was there anything she did? But he said she pleased him. And she obtained his what? In other words, people usually hold their favor. You need to take it from them. Look at it. Look at it. The young man had his favor. It is his own favor. With which, when it is activated, he can do anything for you. Everybody carries their favor. When it's active, they can do anything for you. But there must be something inside of you that has the ability to attract it. There must be something inside of you that has the ability to compel it. The Bible says, as soon as he saw Esther, as she pleased him, then the favor that is upon his hand, Esther showed up. Then she stretched her hand and he said, take it, Esther. Not everybody can take it. Only those who have found favor. Esther obtained his favor. Esther obtained his favor. Esther obtained his favor. Look at it very well. It is his favor. Esther obtained it. It is his own favor. Something inside of him that will make him do anything and go the extra mile. Esther took that part of him from him. So anything Esther demands, he will go every length to get it. Can I pray for somebody here this morning? You are obtaining the favor of kings. You are obtaining the favor of royalties. You are obtaining the favor of your employer. The favor of your employees. The favor of every person that matters. Somebody shout, I receive it! Esther obtained his favor. What happiness? He readily gave her beauty preparations. Her beauty preparations to her. Besides her allowance. Favor makes them go the extra mile for you. So there were things that they said, give all of them. They gave everybody what they deserve. Then the Haggai said, Esther, there's one more thing. What is pushing Haggai? Uncommon favor. He now entered the room and said, there is a unique spice. I will give this one to you. But when the other people come, I will not give them. Favor gives you inside information. Favor gives you the extra condiments that makes the difference. You don't understand what I'm saying this morning. Yeah, are you with me in church this morning? So after he gave everything that he will give every other lady, he now went to bring that special one and say, Esther, hold this one. Hold this one. With this one, you'll be distinguished. Whatever you need to hold as a principle, as an understanding, as light that will distinguish you in this service, you are taking it in the name of Jesus. So he readily gave her beauty preparations besides her allowance. Then 7 choice maidens were provided for her. Where? From the king's palace. In other words, she can never make any mistake. The maidens that know how to follow everything, they chose the maidens from the king's palace. In other words, it's as if we have already accepted you. So the people that will serve you when you marry the king, let them be the ones to protocol you now. Kwaka payaka pareke potuta ene kwaka sikapa. Before your CV gets there, they would have concluded you are getting the job. Before you submit the proposal, they would have concluded you are the one that will give the opportunity. Before you step in there, favor will clear the path for you. I want you to shout it louder. Amen. Take the people that will serve you when you become queen, even though you are not yet queen. That's favor. You went for interview and they're already showing you that this is the office you will stay when you are appointed. Oh, sorry. Why are we showing you this? Please come for the interview. They already showed you. that this will be your office before you start, before you said anything, before you just by your appearance, the oil of favor, the fragrance of that oil, the beauty of God that comes upon the life of the man and cause the aroma upon that man's life to compare and obtain the favor of others. That is being activated afresh. That is being reignited afresh upon your destiny in the name of Jesus. Hey, your wife is acting up anyhow. You have not obtained her favor. Have not. Your husband is talking and beating you. You have not obtained his word favor. Eh? Where a man kneels down for the wife and says, Mabinucho, don't just stay with me. You are the gold of my destiny. Since I found you, my life is made. Another person is receiving beating day and night. The difference is what? Favor. Favor. There is something about this one that this one does not have. Where are my children? They are not even calling me. Nobody is attending to me. Eh? I don't know what's happening to them. You have not obtained their favor. And you obtain their favor, they will disturb you with call. You will not need to talk. They will be responding to you. You don't know what favor. It's magnetic. It is magnetic. It is attractive. It is compelling. Against the will of people. Kamaina kwakabarata, Eruana kazuzu, belete aya. Anybody holding the kind of favor that is meant to announce you and cause you to enter new realms of glory wherever they are, I declare the oil upon you today will snatch that favor from their hand in the name of Jesus. They are compelled to favor you in the name of Jesus. Seven choice maidens were provided for her from the king's palace, and he moved her and her maidens to the best place in the house of the men, of the house of the women. The what? The best place. In other words, the king does not need to look for Esther. If he needs to spy on the new person, just go to the best place. Whoever you see in the best place is the best. So they put other people in the corner. When he got to Esther's stone, her guy said, Esther, come. She came. She said, Esther, this is where you will stay. Why? Maybe that place is close to where the king will be passing from time to time. And you know what a man sees, he can seize him. Kai. So he said, Esther, let me position you here. I know how to help you, Esther, come. And he took her and put her in the best place. So anytime the king passes around, even before the day of Esther's appointment, peradventure he'll be passing, he will see her again. I'll wait. Favor is working. Every time he turns around again, something is, that thing Hagar gave her, that special spice. For every other lady that passed, I didn't pass him. There's something. When is the lady here going to show up? They say it's going to be on Thursday. He will mark his calendar. Thursday. Huh? May I not miss my destiny? Because favor is at work. Can I prophesy to somebody? That kind of favor is reignited, re-equipping your life in the name of Jesus. Kai. Come on, favor. Go to verse 12. The Bible says, Esther had not revealed her people or her family to Mordecai. I charge her not to reveal it. Go ahead. We're going to go from 2 to 15. And every day, Mordecai paced in front of the court of the women's quarters to learn from Esther's welfare and what was happening to her. Each young woman's turn came to go into the king Ahasuerus after she had completed 12 months preparation. How many months preparation? 365 days. Just to prepare one woman. Oh, God. Never seen this one in my life. Eh? So all of them will be gathered and they will start for the next 365 days. The king will be waiting patiently for the person. Then when the time comes, they will be coming one by one. After all of them have done that, we will know who carries favor. By the time you go back to your office, they will know who carries favor. By the time you go back to your shop, they will know who carries favor. By the time you go back to that business environment, that class, they will know who carries favor. Because it will show in your life in the name of Jesus. Each young woman's tongue came and they went to the king after she had been completed 12 months preparation. According to the regulation for the women, for thus were the days of their preparation appointed. 6 months with oil of myrrh and 6 months with perfumes and preparations for beautifying women. There's a kind of perfume they used to beautify. There's another one, the beauty of the Lord. You see, the good thing about, I will show you, there is a way to take, the one I'm going to put on you as anointing, it will be the beauty. The next one I'm going to teach you now is the one of men. I will show you the one of men and I will show you the one of God. You cannot have both of them and fail in life. You cannot have both and fail in life again. Sir, if you take what I am teaching today, this is the mystery that can turn a person from a pauper and put you to sit with kings. 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 Thus prepared each young lady, went into the king, and she was given whatever she desired to take with her to the women's quarters, to the king's palace. In the evening when she went, and in the morning she returned to the second house of the women, to the custody of Shashgash, the king's eunuch, who kept the concubines. She would not go into the king again unless the king delights in her and called for her by her name. In other words, favor knows people's name. It's not just mini, mini, mani, mo. Father has a donkey. No. Favor has identifying. Favor has a tracker. There is a tracker of favor. Where you can be in the bush. Your shop can be the last in the whole plaza. Sir, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. They say nobody ever stayed. All the people that stayed here, they could not make a headway. Me? I don't need to look for headway. I am following the way. Are you getting what I'm saying here? Now, when the turn came for Esther, the daughter of Abihail, the uncle of Mordecai, who had taken her as his daughter to go into the king, she requested nothing but what Hegai, the king's eunuch, the custodian of the women, advised. Kai, favor allows them to give you advice that they will not give others. Are you seeing the little things about favor here? There is an advice that she got that they didn't give others. It's called inside information. This is how our boss behaves. When you get to the office of the boss, just smile. And by the time he's done talking, just say, I honor you, sir. It usually turns the boss head upside down. 100 people entered, nobody told them. Then when you are entering, the secretary looked at you and said, I don't know. But let me just tell you this anyway. And you went there and they will ask you, what happened? Inside information, how I obtained the favor of somebody. If God wants to help you, he will use men. I'll show you. You don't just move around anyhow thinking that this is happening. You can see how men were interplaying. Men were strategically positioned everywhere to ensure that Esther's life will not be a mess. Every man, every woman that needs to be strategically positioned, that needs to understand how the lifting of God and the seasons of God for your life has come now. I declare wherever they are, I compel them to their duty post before you get there. You didn't say a louder amen. I compel them to the place where they ought to be before you get there. And I declare that you obtain your favor in the name of Jesus. Again, and Esther obtained favor. Can you see that part? The last line. Can you see it? And Esther did what? Obtained favor in the eyes of all who saw her. How many people? Favor has levels. Some people obtain favor before the people in their house. They still attack them somewhere else. Some people obtain favor before the people somewhere else. When they come to their house, they attack them. Some people obtain favor, you know, they are dying. I don't know the level you are operating on. But you see, the level that I am talking about this morning is the level of Esther. Esther obtained favor in the sight of all who saw her. Aya, baba, baba, baba. You will lift up your voice, stand up and pray passionately. I'll give you 45 seconds and say, God, whatever this favor is that compels the attention of all, let it rest upon me in this service. Whatever this favor is, are you standing? Are you declaring? Whatever it is that rested upon Esther, whatever it is that was activated in the destiny of Esther, whatever it is that functioned and worked for Esther, let it be activated upon my life this morning. Are you praying now? Are you praying now? Shabba, baba, baba. You are not praying yet. 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 Sheba ba 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 ba. Ruana kaba ya ga 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 ga. Rokeke toko poroko tolo bosha ya. Jua da 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 da. Ruane kedi di baraba ya. Whatever you put upon the life of Esther, whatever the advantage Esther had, rika swaka ba ya de. Ruana gabiba ba ya da ba ya da. All men, all men, all men favored her. No exemption of their religion, not by their status. All men favored her. This service, Lord, let it rub off on me. 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 In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Sit up in heavenly places. All men. Somebody say all men. Then the Bible says, let's read to verse 18. Want to go now? So Esther was taken to the king Ahasuerus, into his royal palace, in the 10th month, which is the month of Tebeth, in the 7th year of his what? Reign. The king loved Esther. More than. The king loved Esther. More than. Are you the only one in this office Maybe she did sleep with Oga. Brother and sister, it's oil. It's not oil. It's not everybody that sleeps with Oga. It's oil. 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 Kaya, may you carry oil. Oh. May this oil work for you. Oh. Any industry in life, that oil will work for you. In the name of Jesus. Sir, it is favor when they begin to mistake it for a fetish thing. The people of this world, when they see unusual thing, they call it favor. But we know that it is the beauty of God that makes a believer get that kind of result. And that beauty is going to reflect in your life so that all men will begin to see what it is that you carry in the name of Jesus. The king loved Esther more than all the other women. And she did what again? Everybody, favor was a collector. Any grace, any favor you are carrying, when Esther comes, she collects it from you. Whatever you are carrying, when Esther comes, she collects it from you. Whatever good you have inside of you, when Esther comes, she collects it from you. Is there somebody in this service, whatever good and greatness people carry, whatever mercy they carry, whatever kindness they carry, whatever resource they have, whatever value they can offer, I prophesy by the oil of favor sitting upon your life this morning, you are collecting and obtaining it from them. You are obtaining it from them. They cannot say no to you. They cannot say no to you. In the name of Jesus. And she obtained favor, grace and favor in the sight of more, in his sight, more than all the virgins. So he set the royal crown upon her head and made her queen instead of Vashti. He did not need consultation from the elders again. He concluded in his heart, I need no consultation. I need to do this for this young girl now. Then the king made a feast. We didn't hear it was the feast of Vashti. They said it was the feast of the women in the land. When Esther came, they now did a memorial. That this particular feast, Vashti wanted it and she was bragging about it. Esther humbled herself and entered into it and they gave it to her. She didn't lobby you. She didn't beg you. She didn't force herself. You have been begging. When you are begging people, it's not favor. That one is begging. I beg. Help my life, sir. You need that. God, pity me, sir. There's nothing wrong with begging people. You understand? But you see, there's a level you have not begged. As you're about to kneel down, the person will kneel down and say, I hope you're coming. You know how people Yoruba people talk now? Eleda Ilonik in Shefuen. Every Eleda that needs to help your life, whether they like it or not, whoever it is, may God compel all the forces of nature, whatever it is that should have stood against you, by the oil you are carrying today, they will stand in your favor. Kings will see you and they will rise. Princes will see you and they will rise. By the oil of favor, in the name of Jesus. Time will not permit in this service. Let's go. How do I obtain this favor? There are a lot of things to share. There are a lot of things to share. Yes, they say it's impossible until favor shows up. They say we cannot give you the permit until favor shows up. When favor shows up, they will give you the permit. They will now add extra to the permit and say, we have not been doing it like this before, but you see, we just decided to do it for you. That's what? Uncommon favor. Kai, how do I obtain this favor? There is what we call the favor of God and the favor of man. I'm going to rush this part now so that you can get it. The favor of God is that you have found grace in the sight of God. But you see, we live in the territory and the world of men. So God understands that he can desire to give you something, but one man can decide to block it. So he says, it is wise for you to get my own favor and also obtain the favor of a man. Because sometimes it is possible that God is willingly desiring to give you something, but a man is saying, I don't think it is time to get that thing. And you get what I'm saying now? Certain delays are as a result of the inability of people to assess the favor and the favor of men. Even when God has said go, men are still saying no. You don't understand what I'm saying. Does anybody understand what I'm saying? God can say, I have decided to help you now. And one man will be the obstacle. You will now start praying. Some people will now start praying all the die prayer to kill somebody. You don't need to kill anybody. Just obtain their favor. Just obtain their favor. That's what you need. If the person wants to die by themselves, let them enter in front of the trailer and kill themselves. Why should I be the one that will kill anybody? I don't want you to kill anybody. Anybody that wants to die, let them die. Are you getting what I'm saying here? How do I attract this favor? There is a principle in this kingdom. It works for God. It works for men. I'm going to tell you that principle shortly, as fast as I can. It will help your life. Don't trivialize it. Don't joke with it. Anybody can talk. One man that stood all his life and taught this thing in an unusual way is the great legend, Mike Murdoch. And Mike Murdoch taught the principle of honor. Somebody say honor. I've told you in this church severally that honor, man, she honor. Honor opens doors. The Bible says, honor the Lord with your substance. Honor him with the first fruit. He says, then your press will break forth with new wine. The Bible says concerning honor, it says God speaking to Samuel, he says, me, I will honor them that honor me, and those that despise me, I will likely esteem. Eh? The day I saw it in the Bible, I said, God, whatever it means to honor you, show me. Show me. Because he says, anybody that honors me, I will honor them. Any person that dishonors me, you put God as second to the last. You put God as one corner. You put God at the back of your house. Hey! That destiny will expire. You must understand that anything, whatever you are, for you to live, for you to exist, is God. For in him we live, we move, we have our being. We must understand this principle as a principle that can change your life and your destiny forever and ever. Somebody say honor. Honor. I didn't hear you say it loud. Honor. First Samuel chapter 2 verse 30. I will honor them that honor me. I will honor them that honor me. Honor is the seed that bears favor. Honor is the seed that bears favor. Eli dishonored God. And even God has said to Eli before, he said, all your generation, all of them will be priests. I will help everybody in your family forever and ever. Forget it, Eli. Then Eli dishonored God. Guess what God said? God now said these words. He said, I will honor them that honor me. Forget that I made that promise. Eh? Because you have shown this dimension of you, I will now throw you aside. So what is honor? Honor is your ability. Listen, honor is your ability to know the difference in people, the value that they carry, what stuff they are made up of, and your ability to reward it. Oh, Jesus. Vashti came before the king. See how she lost favor. King says, showed up. And the wife of the king says, why will I show up? What kind of thing is that? Why is he calling me? Hey, dishonor your husband. You will not have a crown over your head again. Dishonor your boss. They will pick somebody that does not know the job and get somebody to train the person and sack you. Dishonor your wife. May they not give you poison to eat. See, Paul was teaching and he said, honor all men. There's something about honor. There's something about honor. Don't ever joke with it. If you want to attract the favor of God, the Bible says, by faith, Cain gave a more excellent offering. Abel gave a more excellent offering than Cain. Why? How? He went to honor God by looking for the first and the best. Whereas this one went to the farm and said, bring that purple. That one that has black spots. That yam that the head is not showing again. Bring that banana. You know, God is not going to come here to eat it. The flies will still eat it. So let's gather it. Then the Bible says this other one went to look for the firstling, the best of his flock. And he brought it and he said, God, you are not ordinary. You are God. I honor you. The sacrifice, everything I ever have in my life, you gave it to me. I will never joke with you. Then the Bible says the bell started ringing in heaven. The bell started ringing. Honor rings a bell in heaven. Honor rings a bell in the heart of men. Honor rings a bell in heaven. And it rings a bell in the heart of men. Honor can be discerned. If you honor people, they know. If you don't honor them, they know. Somebody comes and he sees the pastor and says, I like that guy. And he hears it. Guy, there's no honor. Then when there is honor, to vegba, on, you are sure honor. Because you have decided that you will not give honor to whom honor is due. This oil will come upon your head today. And when it comes upon your head, it is willing to help your life. But you must understand that there are principles and procedures in this kingdom. The principle of honor is very germane. Was it not honor that Esther took to the king when this other lady said, I will never come? I don't know what Esther says. No, no, king, I'm sorry for this. Maybe she would have apologized on the behalf of Vashti first. And say, you king. Other girls would have just come to show their back and their front. It's not by back and front. It's what is inside. Some people have back and front. They just use them. Some people don't have a back and front. They keep them. They are laughing. All these young men are laughing. When young men are laughing in church, I don't know what they're hearing. I'm preaching another thing. I don't know what you're hearing. So I've come to discover that the fear of God is a non-negotiable thing for obtaining the honor, rather, honor of God. The Bible says in the book of Psalm 147 verse 11, he said, the Lord favors those who fear him, those who wait for his kindness. Anytime a person stands in the place to honor God, Daniel entered the land of Babylon and he honored God. They said, bow. He said, me, I will never bow. And God said, Daniel, because of this, you will be so relevant that even if you die, your principles in the land of Babylon, they will still use it. Honor. Number two, that shows a sign of honor that can tear up the heart of men and the heart of God is gifts. Learn how to give gifts. The gift of a man maketh a way before for him and presents him before great kings. So you want to see somebody and the person says, I am sorry, I cannot see you. Then you say, okay, no problem, sir. It is fine. Recently, something like that happened. I carried a gift to somebody I wanted to see. And after I saw the person said, no, I cannot do that particular thing. And I said, no problem, sir, but I brought this just to say thank you for allowing me to see you. They called me back. They just called me back. I said, come back. He said he wants to see you now. I said, oh, very mitele. My gift has opened way for me. I remember times and again where people need to have sense. I've got times where I went to visit people like mentors, and when we finish discussing, it's as if they're in a hurry to talk whatever they want to talk. But by the time they're in a hurry like that, and as they are hurrying, you finish everything and you bring her and say, God bless you, sir. Just honor you, sir. Thank you very much, sir. They say, we need to fix another appointment. Fix another date, and we need to discuss more. In other words, there are certain things in their heart they could not give out until your gift came out. Sir, don't joke with it. Sir, don't joke with it. I beg you, don't joke with it. It can open doors. It's a sign of honor. When you see that people carry certain dimensions of grace and you are going to visit them, you don't go empty-handed. It's a sign of honor. Is anybody get what I'm saying here now? Number one, that's number two that will open your door. I'll share that in this service and I'll close now. Number two that can open your door and give you access. Please, if you listen after this message, if you can listen to second and third service online or somehow, try and listen to this. There are some other things I want to share in those places. Number two magnet of uncommon favor is called quality character. Write it down. They are magnets. They are magnets. Somebody say favor magnet. They are favor magnets. Quality character. Sir, if you're a person of a godly and a quality character, people will like you. They will just love you. They will just fall in love with you. You'll be wondering why. The Bible says they were given the CV of David and they said he's a very nice man, a skilled guy. They announced everything and they said, and the guy has a goodly personality. Guy! And you go about talking anyhow, talking about people anyhow, and everybody is seeing you. You don't even know that the boss heard what you said. Say, this man is trespassing, I beg. That is the problem. That's why the person cannot climb. Is anybody getting what I'm saying this morning? Character. Somebody say character. The two pillars on which greatness stands. I have taught it in these 20 days of glory. If you are very sensitive, I mentioned number one, value. And number two, my value and competence. When you have value and you are very competent in what you do, then number two is character. The third one is anointing. That's why we anoint people this morning. These three, if you have it in your life, you can never be a failure. You have character. You have problem that you can solve. You can solve problems. You can solve problems. You have a gift. The gift of a man maketh way for him. That gift can be monetary. That gift can be a skill, an ability that you are competent with. Then you now add character. Forget it. Character is icing. Icing on the cake. Icing on the cake. It's only God that sees the heart. Men look at the act. Only God sees the heart. Men look at what? The act. You must have a godly character. It makes you an employee that is indispensable in an organization. It makes you an employer that you will gain the loyalty of your employees. A man who owns an organization and you have character, total loyalty of your employees. They see that you are genuine and you have their interests at heart, not just sending everybody on errand and saying, I am the Alpha and Omega and the Lion of the continent. You can die before your time. A man has good character and a driver sees that there is a trailer coming. Instead of the man to die, the driver says, I will die if this man. It's better I die than this man to die. Because this man has been taking care of my family. Then the driver twists the car to this side. Threat on his own life just to save a man of character. And you say, character is not important. How did David enter the king's palace? See how he behaved. Do you need anybody to tell you that David had a quality character? Don't talk to people anyhow. Don't act anyhow. All of them are still under a little bit of honor, but I want to break it out. Character is very, very key. Integrity. Can they trust you? Are you reliable? Are you dependable? Some people say, my wife does not respect me. You don't have no respect yourself, brother of the Lord. Hey, Pastor, are you saying that that's why she should dishonor me? No, I'm not saying that. It's not the right thing to do. But what I'm saying is that sometimes respect begets respect. Honor begets honor. Is anybody getting what I'm saying this morning? I hope I'm not causing problem. If I cause problem, you can go and organize it by yourself. It's going to work. A beautiful and positive character is what makes a person find favor. It will help your life. The character of humility. The Bible says he resisted the proud and he giveth more grace to the world humble. He resisted the proud and he giveth more grace to the world humble. integrity and honesty. Tell the truth. Be that kind of person that your yes is yes, your nay is what? Nay. It will take you high. It will take you far. You become distinguished amongst people. Don't just say, God, favor me, favor me, favor me. Oh, Lord. Look at the life of Esther. She was not just like that. Look at Joseph. Joseph, everything they kept in the hand of Joseph was secured. The Bible says, and Joseph obtained the favor of Potiphar. Joseph, Potiphar could not say no to Joseph. If not for the wife, and even after the wife misbehaved, the oil of favor was still working for Joseph. He entered the prison and he could see men that needed help and he could talk to them. A good character. He didn't say, foolish men, you have tried to attack the king. You will suffer and die here. No. He asked them, what's wrong? Why is your face like this, sir? Emotional intelligence. Why is your face like this? The man said this one. This one said, no, don't worry. Everything will be fine. He said, but we had a dream. He said, no problem. He had time enough. Be a listener. Some people, they cannot listen. They will not. They're just rushing. Yeah? Okay. You cannot go far like that. 20 days of glory is coming now. The glory of your life begins to show based on the principles. Eh? Are you hearing what I'm saying now? The principles, the person, and the possibilities of Jesus. I have shown us over time here the person of Jesus. I have emphasized again the principles of Jesus, one of which I'm teaching this morning. And I'm telling you the possibilities that can come with it. It can change a person's life. It can transform your life. This morning, this oil will touch your head. This oil is not just, we just feel like anointing people. No, I have prayed. We have taken time. The prayer team has been praying on the oil consistently. We shared it into equal halves as I prayed. So that it will be an oil that can distinguish a person. It says, my horn you have exalted. My horn you have exalted. My horn you have exalted. And you have anointed me with fresh oil. As this oil touches the life of somebody, it will react against every negative character that Satan has vowed to destroy your life with. It will react against every stench that has pushed people off your direction. It will react against everything that has caused you to lock up the door of honor, and it will teach you the way to go. He said, you have an unction from the Holy One, and it will teach you all things. This oil coming upon your head today, it will teach you what you need to do. It will show you what you need to do, and it will take you to where you ought to get your life. In the name of Jesus, rise up on your feet. Rise up on your feet. Rise up on your feet. This is the uncommon favor dimension that I'm showing us this morning. I'll have more time to explain some of the other things in other services, but for now, and I advise you to try and watch out for those services online. You can if you want to. You're going to pray today and say, God, anything that has shut the door of favor against me before that I am not aware of, open my eyes. Sir, the first way is to know the thing. Whatever you don't know can kill you. Whatever you don't know about, it can kill you and they will not be aware. They will say, we don't know what killed the person. But when you know it, you know how to guard yourself. Is anybody getting what I'm saying now? I want us to pray sincerely for my heart. Your employees are always stealing everything and running away. I know they are bad ones. They are terrible people like that. But there's a kind of character and personality you will be. When somebody wants to steal your thing, they will feel as if there is a curse on them already. You didn't say anything. They will just know that. No. Don't do that. Don't do that. Because of the value that you have provided in their life. Because of the kind of things that you have offered them. Sir, this thing can change a person's life. Can you pray and say, Father, if there is anything that has shut the door of honor, to a door of favor, to a higher dimension as it increased upon the life of Jesus, open my eyes to see. Open my eyes. That's where we're starting this prayer from. Can you begin to pray and say, Father, I repent of anything that I have heard today that affects me. If there is anything I said that has affected you, you are such a wonderful young man, but yet everybody says no to you. You are such a wonderful young lady, everybody says no to you. You are such a wonderful employer of labor or a mother or whatever, and people are saying no to you. No, you're going to pray and say, God, if there is anything affecting me that I'm not aware of, if there is anything I have not known in the system of favor that has shut the door against me based on the things I have heard and the many more that are involved, Lord, open my eyes. 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 Open my eyes to see your principles. Open my eyes to understand these things so that I will not make a mess of myself. Go ahead and pray 30 seconds. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart and let me see you. And let me see you. Your principles, Jesus. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart and let me see you. And let me see you. I see you highly. You were shining in the light of your glory. You poured out your power and love, and I sing holy, holy, holy. I see you high and lifted up,
shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love. Let me sing, holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. I want to see you. I want to see you.
Listen, in Jesus' name. I was sitting in a meeting and I mentioned the name of a particular man for recommendation for something, and a woman stood up and said, never, he will never come here. I said, why? Then she explained, I have seen the trace of that thing in that man, but I felt that it was not a factor. Sir, God amplified his error in the eyes of the woman. Any error of your life that has been amplified in the eyes of those who should help you. What I saw as small, this the woman, she said, never, she vowed. I said, no problem, let's not talk about it again, man. So that maybe the stench of that person can rub up for me and say, I'm supporting nonsense. I said, no, it's okay, man, no problem, man. And that is how he lost that favor, a major and a huge platform. I mentioned the name of a young man to somebody before, and the guy that would have given him access to certain people, he said, don't you notice that guy is proud? He said, leave that thing. There are some people that you should not open doors for. If you open the door for them, they'll shut it against you. And that was the end. That man is where he is. That one door would have changed things in his life. Anything, error that has been amplified in the eyes of anybody, and I'm not aware, and is affecting the favor that should come into my life, I prophesy over somebody under the sound of my voice. Wherever your error has been amplified, your mistake has been amplified, what you did not do intentionally, or something that has been eating you up gradually, today, by this anointing, I declare it is cleared off in the name of Jesus. God begins to rearrange the heart of people for your sake. Those who know your error will not be in the meeting the day they are discussing for your lifting. You don't know what I just prayed for you. Those who know your mistakes and your shortcomings, those who know what should close the door against you, the day the discussion will be going on, only those who know that you have changed, only those who know your character has shifted, only those who know your products are better, may they be the ones in the meeting place in the name of Jesus. Doors of favor open up to you. Favor to the heart of men. Favor to the heart of God. Favor to the heart of nobilities. In the name of Jesus. As this oil touches your head today, whatever has said no to your rising, whatever has said no to your life, I declare by the hand of God Almighty, it begins to say yes in the name of Jesus. I say things begin to say yes in the name of Jesus. Somebody will come back and testify. Say, Pastor, after that anointing that day, I discovered that the way they started treating me changed. The way you have been treated before now, I declare by this anointing, by this revelation of truth that you have caught, as you receive strength to practice, the approach changes in the name of Jesus. Shout amen 3 times like thunder. Amen, 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 amen. 20 days of glory 2020. I declare when you are showing up next year, in 6 months time, in 5 months time, you are 10 times better. I say you are 10 times better. I say you are 10 times better. I say you are 10 times better. In the name of Jesus. The version of you that started 20 days of glory, by the Spirit, I see an upgrade. And I declare by the revelation of this upgraded version of you, doors that were shut before, the people who ought to open those doors, in the next 365 days, 1 year, may the doors be opening like fire. May they be opening like fire. Everywhere you turn, doors of favor. Everywhere you turn, doors of favor. Men to help you. Women to help you. People that you also will help, because you would have become a helper of many. You will not be a dependent. You will see people depending on you. In the name of Jesus. These 20 days of glory has changed your status. And you will never be the same again. I say you will never be the same again. Father, in the name of Jesus. Please, where are the oil? Have they taken the oil around? I expect to see something here now. Man ko barabada labayash. Menenenenenemaya. Where are the leaders with the other oil? Does everybody have, does they have their own already? Where is it? Where is it? Where are they? Now, I'm going to pray over this oil. They will not anoint you now until you are going out. So to make the time easy for us, are we here together? Yes. I'm going to pray over this oil now. As I pray, it's the same oil that I'm holding that you will touch yourself as you are going out. You are the one that will touch yourself. And as you touch it, you say, this is the oil of favor. To shatter every stench that does not allow favor come my way. To shatter everything that does not make me visible. Sir, a man can be invisible. Oh. A person can be there physically and they are not there. Sir, there are many. You don't understand what I'm saying. There are people who are running ministries. It's a church, but people think that they are selling bonds there. When we started over the other side, one man came to me and said, I thought they are just doing some small training there. I said, what? We came outside and we started praying. We prayed that men will see us. May I be visible? May we be visible? This commission, we prayed desperately that night. From that time, I heard people start saying, there's a major church there. They started calling it major church. Major church. Major church. That was one of the things that God used to help us. Any destiny that has not been, any product that has not been visible, any life that has not been visible, any calling that has not been visible, by the anointing of the Holy Spirit upon your life, this oil coming upon your head, I declare total visibility in the name of Jesus. Visible to destiny helpers, visible to platforms of honor, visible to platforms of favor, visible to men that matter, in the name of Jesus. This oil that have been soaked in the presence and power of prayer, it begins to work wonder in your life. If anybody is sick, kakwana kapa yakapa, the essential and primary essence of oil is to heal. And this one is healing the career, the business, the destiny, and also healing the bodies of people. May this oil bring total wholeness to your life. In the name of Jesus, he said, anointing them with oil, the prayer of faith shall heal the sick. Heal the sick, sick in body, sick in business, sick in career, sick in mindset, not able to see their blind spots. Heal the sick and shall raise them up. There is any error you have made, he said, it shall be forgiven you. And so I declare happens to everyone this oil touches. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray.
Thank you for listening. We are sure you've been blessed tremendously. For more of this life-transforming messages, stay connected with us across our social media platforms at PTC Center. And visit our website at www.ptccenter.org. God bless you.